Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
This is an effort in Michigan, Wisconsin, Arizona, Minnesota, California, every single state that is a swing state will make sure that you will lose.
Imam Imran Salha of the Islamic Center of Detroit was one of the swing state Muslim leaders at the weekend conference in the city. The abandoned Biden campaign is threatening to reverse the community's past support for President Joe Biden over failing to call for a ceasefire in Gaza. Hazem Nasreddin, an Arizona leader, says Muslims have the power to swing the election.
Arizona will not stand with a man who has tainted the blue wave with red dots of blood.
Fighting is intensifying after the end of an extended humanitarian pause for release of hostages and prisoners. The White House says it's pressing for the protections of civilians and a return to negotiations and has repeated calls for a two-state solution. The COP28 climate summit in the United Arab Emirates has come under sharp fire for a leading role given to oil-producing nations and corporations. In a speech there, Vice President Kamala Harris called out what she described as greenwashing.
There are those who seek to slow or stop our progress. Leaders who deny climate science, delay climate action, and spread misinformation.
Even as the summit continues, reports from the Arctic say the world's largest iceberg is drifting south. Scientists say melting ice will raise sea levels and pose a threat to island nations. At the last conference, the foreign minister for Tuvalu, Simon Kofi, said rising seas, storms, and droughts will destroy countries like his.
So we'll recreate them virtually. Piece by piece, we'll preserve our country, provide solace to our people.
Republican former Wyoming Congresswoman Liz Cheney tells CBS she believes a GOP majority in the House would present a threat to the country.
I believe very strongly in those principles and ideals that have defined the Republican Party. But the Republican Party of today has made a choice, and they haven't chosen the Constitution.
Cheney warned that the House Speaker Mike Johnson was absolutely a collaborator in the effort to overthrow the 2020 election. Long Island Republican George Santos was expelled from the House late Friday and walked out of the chamber before the vote was finished. Reporters say they heard him saying to hell with this place as he left. New York Democrat Dan Goldman says Santos didn't even really try to defend himself to the Ethics Committee.
So at some point it becomes just a simple question of whether or not George Santos violated the rules of the House and deserves to continue to be a member of Congress, one of the 435 most powerful people who make our laws.
Goldman calls the committee's Santos report worse than he could have imagined. I'm Farah Siddiqui for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.